sind frei, wer kann sie erraten? Sie fliegen vorbei wie nächtlichen Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger abschießen mit Pulver und Blei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke, was ich will und was mich beglückt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich geht. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemals mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei, die Gedanken sind frei. Sperrt man mich ein im finsteren Kerker, das alles sind rein vergebliche Werke. Denn meine Gedanken zerreißen die Schranken und machen in zwei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Drum will ich auf immer den Sorgen ersagen und will mich auch nimmer mit Grillen mehr plagen. Man kann ja im Herzen stets lachen und scherzen und denken dabei, die Gedanken.
Thanks for watching.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles gab einsam weit, nur das traut hoch heiligen Paul. Hol die Erbe im lockigen Halt, schlaf in himmlischer Peace, schlaf in himmlischer Peace. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, Hirte Gott, Gottgemacht, durch die Engel Heilujas, durch des Launen Redeeming Nas, Christ des Rotteres Daff, Christ der Retter ist da. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, Gottes Zeug, Atemlacht, Leib aus deinem herrlichen Mund. Heaven schlacht dir den Hallerstand, Christ in deiner Geburt, Christ in deiner Geburt.
Ooh.
Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm having trouble with my Skype, so I'm trying to... Anyhow, I'm glad to be on here and talking with all of you, and you need to try this out. You can call in on the business number and find out how to get your voice on the air. And today is the 11th of December in the year of our Lord, 2022. And I want to talk today about... how we've been lied to, because we've been lied to so much, and with phony actors. And in particular, I want to talk about Alex Jones, but I'll have some others too. I told you before about how JFK, that whole thing was a lie. The film didn't come out for 12 years, and it was all made up. And JFK was, he abdicated, sort of forced to, and was abducted. And this has happened before. It happened to Nicholas Romanoff. But this last week... Julie played for Mark Anderson's show with Brian David Anderson that had done all this research from last year, right on, 11-22-21. And he, Mark was trying to get in touch with him, and he got his wife finally, and Mark Brian passed away on November 1st. So we won't be getting it from the horse's mouth anymore, but he left a good record that we can research. But there's just been so many others, too, that are just fake, and I'll get to some more of them. But Sam, if you can get number 5 ready, we'll talk about Alex Jones and how he surely isn't in his 40s. So he this video was from 9 years ago, and Bill was talking about it. I mean, it's just so noticeable. I'm just saying we shouldn't put so much emphasis on this guy. You know, when he was in court in Connecticut, and then he was on his show right after? I mean, how does that work? And they have cameras all over the place in the court. They're trying to scare us. The same thing, really, with Fetzer's trial. Whether or not, I don't even know how accurate all of that is. But it's the same ones in control. But they're trying to, why don't they just threaten them and tell them they have to pay the national debt? I mean, it's laughable, these amounts of money. They just want to shut people up about anything they don't want us to know about and don't want us to know the truth about, like Sandy Hook. So you have that ready, Sam? Oh, no, I'm giving Sam a lot of problem today. I guess I'm being heard, right? I think. Hello? Hello, hello? Anyway. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I'm coming through or not. Yeah, if you can get to number 5, I was just kind of explaining a little bit about that, how it was done 9 years ago. And, okay, thank you, Sam.
Another reason why I don't trust Alex Jones, it's his listed age. He lists that he was born on February 11th, 1974, in Dallas, Texas. And if you look at his age, that would make him younger than myself. There is no way that I believe Alex Jones is younger than me. He would be 39 years old on February 11th, coming up next month. He still wouldn't even be 40 years old. Do you believe Alex Jones isn't even 40 years old? Don't believe it, Alex. I think you're well over 50 years old. You're probably 50-something at this point. A man that will lie about his age, what's up with that? I put out a video about my top 5 reasons why I don't trust Alex Jones. I want to get into that a little more, because I think this is the time for Alex Jones to come clean. Alex Jones and Kevin Booth and their operation in Austin, Texas. I think it's time for them to come clean like the WWE's Vince McMahon did back a couple decades ago, when he finally admitted that pro wrestling was actually wrestling entertainment. It wasn't real. It was preordained results. It was reality television that wasn't real. Professional wrestling, as we all know, is not 100% real. It's scripted. And I think that it's time for the Alex Jones operation to actually admit the same thing, that Alex Jones is not a real person, that Alex Jones is an actor, and that what they do is not 100% reality. It's based on reality. I think that a lot of people would be able to handle Alex Jones much more if they were honest about who and what he is. Looking at Alex Jones, and then looking, just take a look at Alex Jones' site. You know, I just popped it up today, and the first thing I saw were guns, pills, if you look at just the image of Alex Jones on his own page, it's all about fear. It's the scary look he has. That's what Alex Jones has really been about. I think, I almost wonder if Alex Jones wasn't actually secretly a liberal that hated conservatives and felt like, if he became an actor named Alex Jones, who was the most far-right conservative of all, that he could throw it in the face of conservatives that he really believes that they don't take action, that the right wing of this country doesn't have any balls, and that they're too afraid to confront the truth of the world, that Alex Jones was his way to get back at the conservative right wing that never took him seriously. A lot more I could get into, but I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. I think this is the time for InfoWars, Alex Jones, to come clean, to reveal whatever secrets he's truly hiding, because I think there are some secrets that are being hidden. And if you don't believe me, you know, I've provided some solid evidence. If you're voting down this video, I want to hear why you don't agree with me. There's a lot more I could get into, but I just wanted to go to the stuff that was 100% verifiable. His age. He lists 1974 as his birth date. I do not believe that. If there's anyone that believes that Alex Jones was born in 1974, Let me know, because I haven't found a person that believes that yet, except for maybe Alex Jones. But again, I think it's kind of that turning point when InfoWars and Alex Jones need to come clean. The gig is up. If you look on YouTube, everyone knows Alex Jones is full of it. And it's time for them to be honest that their program is really entertainment conspiracy theory. It's entertainment television. It's not reality television. It's not real television. It's not truth. It's entertainment. Alex Jones is entertainment. And it's time for Alex Jones to be clear with people and to be honest with people that his program is entertainment. And that's all his program is. Entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. Just like the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment Wrestling is. It's not real. And it's time for Alex Jones to do what Vince McMahon did a couple decades ago and admit to the public to no longer carry on the charade that what they're putting out to the public is 100% real, when obviously it is not. It's time to own up, Alex Jones. It's time to be honest with the people. And it's time to tell the truth about the programs that you're putting out into the world. Let's think about if Alex Jones actually did what I suggested. Would that be the end of Alex Jones and InfoWars? Hell no. I think that would actually give them credibility for the first time for being so honest about who and what they are. I think that it is time. And if you look at when Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Entertainment admitted that they were not 100% real and that they were entertainment, they called themselves sports entertainment. They basically admitted for the first time that their product was not 100% real, which most people already realized. What happened? World Wrestling Entertainment went through the roof. Their shows were more popular than ever after that moment. This could be even an even bigger moment for Alex Jones if he came out and told the truth. Let's look at some of the things in history that have happened. Look at Tupac Shakur's murder. A lot of conspiracy theories about Tupac being alive today. If Tupac ever came back and was actually alive today, that would be one of the biggest news stories of the 21st century. That we're in now. If Alex Jones came out and admitted that he wasn't really Alex Jones and that he was playing a role, he was playing an actor, and his whole setup was a big joke, like an Andy Kaufman type joke. It wasn't quite 100% real. Whatever the story is, the true story is behind the scenes. If they came out and admitted it, it would actually be the biggest media coup for that organization ever. Tell the truth. You want bigger ratings? You want to make more money, Alex Jones, and whoever else is behind you? Tell the truth. Stop.
Sam? Guess we're going to break. Okay, that was the end of it, right? Yeah, it cut off kind of abruptly. I guess we're going to break in a few minutes, but it's interesting because he changed his birthday, Alex Jones, to 11, and it's really interesting because when they changed the calendars from Julian to Gregorian, I'll tell you on the other side. Thank you.
Ich denke, was ich will und was mich beglückt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich geht. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemand mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei, die Gedanken sind frei.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line.
I guess I'm back, huh? Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I love that green sleeves. Yeah, I see it here in the chat room. I said Republican Broadcasting. And I remember John Statmiller scolded me when I slipped one time and did that. No, it's republicbroadcasting.org. And you are my fellow listeners to the Republican Broadcasting Network. And I understand we have a call. Marty in Idaho?
This is Marty. Yes.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Marty.
I tuned in a little late and just caught the tail end of your talking about Mark and Kennedy, and I don't know if you were talking about what I know, so I'll ask you. Are you talking about their collaboration on he and his fellow, I guess he died, Brian. Wow.
Brian David Anderson.
So, but Mark knows. So I watched and listened to and really was in on the whole "My God, I'm Hit" thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it was. Yes, I'm glad to hear someone else is interested in that because I don't think it needs to be kept alive, that information.
So, and what did you say? Are you saying Mark kept it alive?
Yeah, well, Mark's keeping it alive. But, yeah, Brian did so much work on that. And,
sure.
And Mark was trying to track him down and finally got through to his wife and found out he had passed away on the 1st of November.
Well, well I wonder how old...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I need to look that up.
An amazing situation. I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm very discerning, and I know when I know, and I just knew that they were doing the right thing. So, and also, the generals who took the case of after Kennedy died, now I'm trying to think what I know. The point is that, I know. I know a person personally. He was at my house. We talked forever. Mm-hmm. He's very up on this. He's not a broadcaster. He's not like you guys, but...
Well, I'm not a broadcaster.
and he said that, you know, Kennedy went too far away. They let him go, you know, someplace else near...
Well, they didn't let him go. They took him. He abdicated his position and... They abducted him, but it was all set up. There were
the
two
point
bodies.
Is they didn't kill him, right, yeah.
Right. No, it's
so he died. He was at something that... I got to call this guy again. And he was very old when he died. And that's mm-hmm. all I'm going to say, because I'm going to stumble over my words now because I haven't got the goods right in front of me, but... I know what I know.
I enjoy what you're saying, though, because so few people even want to look into these things. He was taken to a Polish-speaking area of Russia and lived out his days, very palatially, apparently. And just like with the Romanovs, actually, Nicholas was taken there, and they had friends with the Japanese. They were dressed in, like Japanese, so they weren't shot down and killed like we're told either. You know, the women were kept for bloodline breeders.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there's this hierarchy. We have no idea of the evil. You know?
We have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, but it's deep. I mean, they sacrifice children at the top of these banking institutions and everything else. They're in league with Satan.
It's, you know, I'm 87, but I'm not really 87. I'm not really. I am. I was born in 35, but my biological age is 68. So that's what I'm going with.
Amen.
So I'm going to have to get up to 87 again if I keep going. The point is, it was very refreshing to hear even what I heard this morning when I picked up the phone. So, and I've talked to Mark about it in the past, back in the day, but not lately, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just part of the puzzle, and our dear buddy John Kennedy is now not with us.
Nope.
But the story, unbelievable, really, but it was believable. Yeah. The guy in the back of that car, whatever.
You want to stay on? Yeah. You want to stay on past the break here?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I will.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices.
Oh, thank you, Sam. That's Eimear Barry from Ireland. What a beautiful voice. So, Marty, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to thank you for being on the air different times. I remember hearing you when I first started listening to RBN, which was not as long ago as some people. I think it was 2011. And pretty steadily.
I've called from time to time. Can't help myself. Now, are you a regular now at this time, or I was surprised to hear you being a host?
Yeah, I'm surprised, too. It's a temporary thing. It's a promotional type thing where you can, call the business line and set up a schedule. They, you know, between donators and listeners, and they can set up. So I have 9 shows scheduled, and this is the 4th one.
Uh-huh. What did you say? You have a what?
9 shows are scheduled. And this is the 4th one. It's like a promotional type thing and a learning experiment for me.
Well, that's good. You do good. Of course, I recognize your voice. You have a distinctive voice. You know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I didn't say stinky. I said distinctive.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll hear any more from Mark. Mark is it right now, unless you and I talk some more about it.
Yeah.
We get it. Did you listen? Was it a listening thing or seeing? I think it was an audio. Because I remember seeing Jackie reaching around Jack's head with her
with
the puppet on her. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I wonder if it's available to see now.
One of the videos was taken off of the My God hit, but there's a lot of the just still pictures that they show when Brian would do an interview, and they have a live stream, you know, Ron Avery's live stream. And so you don't have an email or something, do you? I could send you those things.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I'd love that.
I don't know if you want to give it on air or not.
I don't mind. I'm not trapped.
Okay.
Let me clear my throat. We've got about a gallon or two thousands of feet of snow up here in Idaho. It's awful. So it's my Lucy.
My, what was the second word?
Lucy, L-U-C-Y. My Lucy, the number four.
Mm-hmm.
My Lucy for Gus, G-U-S. Those are two dogs. My Lucy for Gus at roadrunner.com.
At roadrunner.com?
Pardon?
At roadrunner.com, you say?
Roadrunner, yep.
Okay, so that's My Lucy for Gus with one S at myroadrunner.com. Or at Roadrunner.
No, not my road. At Roadrunner, just plain roadrunner.com. I'll say it again. My Lucy Fergus at roadrunner.com.
That's it. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Because they did a live stream. You know, that's what this one from a year ago was, where they show the pictures and everything. And I think there's some footage in there, too. So.
Well, that'd be interesting. I appreciate it. I'm so glad I picked up the phone when I did. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
I'm keeping on.
All right. You keep on keeping on, too.
Will do. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Take care. Okay. So, Sam, maybe we could see the number four video. What was it? I think it's only 3 minutes or something. Yeah. No, okay. If you want to play that. Thank you, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to call this hoax for what it is. We've got to come out. And by the way, we're on to something now.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Mr. Hicks. Alex Jones. Whoever you are. Bill Hicks is now Alex Jones. Alex Jones is who we all used to love and admire, Mr. Bill Hicks, after plastic surgery. This hoax cannot go on any further. And we're on.
Uh-oh.
In this video, I'm going to show some videos that help illustrate the point, along with some photos. I'm going to show you a video of the first time he was on camera, face-to-face with George W. Bush before he was president, castigating him in front of a crowd. And it's to show you how it was all staged, it was all planned. He didn't do anything worthy of being arrested, he just made a statement about the Federal Reserve. And the bodyguards came and grabbed him, and he didn't fight it. He wasn't even shocked that it was happening. He was completely cooperating, and the cameraman was right on cue following them out. You'll see.
The victory in 1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it!
Can't you see how that's bullshit? The federal agents wouldn't have done that if it wasn't all staged. And look at Alex Jones. He's not reacting. That was all just reality TV choreography. The same manager, same producer of Sacred Cow Productions, running the Alex Jones show as the producer of Bill Hicks, Kevin Booth.
The agents wouldn't have allowed the cameraman to stand there and film. It would have been confiscated.
He is an absolute fraud. Absolute. Whenever I've called the high school he claims to have gone to, they say no comment. And there's no trace of him actually going to the high school. There is no trace of Alex Jones prior to the death of Bill Hicks. Why? Because he is Bill Hicks.
The hoax. It's now been exposed that it was a hoax.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. And people tend to forget, like Harvey Weissong said week before last, about the Ten Commandments. This is what our laws are based on, and people want to negate them as if there's nothing to them. Well, number one is, have no other gods before me. And people treat other people as if they're gods. And all they're there to do is to make you afraid and make you follow them as if they were God. They don't care about us, actually, you know, and if you look into their personal lives, they're very corrupt. And the things Bill Hicks did, that's why I can't really play too much of what he says, because he curses so much. But it was the same type of thing. You know, he had some really dark comedy, quote-unquote. And Jones will say sometimes, oh, they tell me I'm even funnier than Bill when they do their whatever behind the scenes. And I've heard two people for sure say, call him Bill on air. Jerome Corsi, who turns out to be Mossad, on March 2nd, 2012, when he was reporting in after March 1st, that happened to be my father's birthday, so I really remember it. And he had been at the reveal about Obama's birth certificate phoniness. You know, it was several layers. There were so many things. And you can probably still find that. It went on for about an hour. Mike Zulu, FBI, was there. And Sheriff Arpaio, his posse, had asked him to do this, is why he was doing it. But there was also supposed to be Andrew Breitbart there. Now, Andrew Breitbart really knew what was going on. You can find clips of him calling out Podesta and different ones. He was really going to lower the boom. Now, when he came out of the bar where he had some wine and was headed home about 12:30 a.m. over there in Brentwood, someone saw him on the street, and they saw like a white band around his head before he dropped dead. And we know Obama was really into his Tuesdays picking people to pick off, you know, choose people to kill. But Andrew Breitbart was full-blooded Irish. He was adopted by a Jewish banker and his wife that had converted to Judaism. And I don't say anything about that, except basically Judaism is a cult. Okay, it didn't start till after Christ. This is the problem. It's either Christ or Antichrist, and people don't like to think in those terms. But that's what it is, and the polarization continues. To be Antichrist doesn't mean you are the Antichrist, although there probably will be one that purports to be, or at least one. But it's the inability to recognize that the invisible God came to earth as the visible God. He lived out his life in flesh on this earth, gave up his life and picked it up again, as was his mission. And that's how you deal with both visible and invisible spirits. That's how you challenge them. If they don't believe in that, well, then you really don't need to know too much else about them, because they will be giving you all kind of other bad directions. You know, and I was just listening to Jerry Marzinski again last night. He's quite a man. He's a psychotherapist and didn't know what he was getting into, but there's proof that schizophrenia, you know, they always say balance of chemicals and all this other nonsense. No, it's demon obsession or possession, and it is amazing. There again, it's the invisible spirits that denounce Christ, because what he found was these that were that way, there was a minister that came to the state hospital every now and then with a, you know, a cake get-together and everything, ice cream and cake. And a lot of these guys wouldn't go because their demons wouldn't let them. And there are different levels of that. But this is where we are, and we have to realize that. There's so much more going on than just what's in front of our eyes. But when people sign on to do the devil's bidding, This is what we see, okay? Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. He's had some plastic surgery, and you can find much more on that. But his birthday, the reason I wanted to do this today about him was his birthday is actually December 16th, and he'll be 61. And he was born in 61, so we have those numbers. But what I was going to say about Washington and when the calendars were changed from the Julian to the Gregorian here, not in Russia, but it changed Washington's birthday, and I forget what it is, but it, well, 222, they say it is, right? But, of course, that wasn't really his original birthday. So, in a way, that kind of gives him more cover because there is some truth to astrology, just like astronomy, of course, because everything is frequency, and so we are affected by the frequency of the movement of planets. And when we came in on them, it's not the all-over-encompassing guiding force. No, Christ is. Either that or you let yourself be subjected to his underling. But you suffer for that. So there's so much involved in what's going on today, and I had written down a few other ones that are fakers. And we love to quote Mark Twain, but his name was Samuel Langhorne Clemens. And Langhorne is a Jewish name. He was a Melungian, mixture of Jewish, and he wouldn't let any of his personal matters be released until 100 years after he had died. And his secretary advised him against that. But so he's elevated to this status of just these wonderful quotes, so he must be a wonderful man. But one thing he did that kind of stuck in my mind that I'd read about, had been handed down from someone that had been there, is what he liked to do was do these almost like church-like things, right? He'd dress in his white suit and in a white gazebo, and they'd have white chairs, and everyone was to be silent and listen to him, you know, with his pregnant pauses and everything else. And one day a woman brought her knitting along with her to listen. And so those pregnant pauses were interrupted by the clicking of the needles, and everyone got to giggling and laughing. He got furious and just told everyone to leave, and so that was the end of that. So this is the power, okay? This is the power they had then for media, because we don't think of him as being anything but good, but he was a spy and a reporter, and that's why he's still honored. The ones you see not honored, like Patrick Henry, who is really a father of the country, was a devout Christian. And the ones that spoke out, the Anti-Federalists against the Constitution, knew what was coming and were getting just what they wanted us to get, where they could tax us all they want just so it's the same for everybody. So, and any, you know, they write the laws so they can break them. Okay, they, doesn't matter. Someone had put it as the pig won't slaughter itself. In other words, they're not going to write laws and impose them upon themselves, and we can see that all over the place. So, Sam, would you mind playing number 2 and number 3? Yeah, please. Thank you. Yeah.
And lose most of the radio stations I was on. You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers, and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day. You know what it's like knowing you've ruined my life. You know what it's like, you sons of bitches. I'm tired of your crap. You commit evil, you're part of an evil system, and we're standing up against you.
I'm better than you, sir. I can yell at the comedian because I'm a drunk cunt. That gives me carte blanche. I got a cunt and a drunk. I can do anything I want!
And now they love it. They can abuse and beat up everybody, and nobody can stop them. Nobody can stop them. They're having their way with America. They want our guns. And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo, because I'm a...
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, here's part 2. It's I think this is the part with Bill Hicks.
Where we're at. The Hitler had the right idea. He was just an underachiever. Kill them all, Adolf, all of them. Jew, Mexican, American, white. Kill them all.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm.
That's
how
good, Sam.
Dare you call me Mr.
It just shows that their voices are the same. They do the same, needing anger management, and they played characters. That's what the Cobra guy was at the end there, how they play different characters. And, you know, Jones was given a signed portrait of Bill Hicks, and I think it was by Kevin Booth. I'm not sure who handed it to him, who only had those two as his, clients, was Bill Hicks and Alex Jones. But he said, maybe he's, in a way, still here with us. You know, they'd love to throw it in our faces. And I don't know, I guess we're running out of time. So, Sam, if you could play the last part as kind of more of a solution. It's, I'm not sure how long that is. Is it? I wrote it down here somewhere. It's number 4. And it was about narcissism. Yeah, about narcissism and being an authentic person, and how we do that as we age.
What other people say, we've got to be good with us, and that's what authentic people have. I got to tell you, most authentic people I have met have been older than like 55 or 60. They do tend to be a little older, and I think that maybe they've just done the hard yards of life, and they're coming out the other side and saying, okay, I got this. And like I said, many of them did not have easy lives. But there's a serenity. And they don't suffer fools, but they don't do it in a nasty, cruel way. Authentic people aren't always super gossipy. Like that, you know, a little bit, but nothing, like they really are just sort of, it's not my fight, it's not my problem. But they won't actively enable. So the authentic person will probably leave the situation rather than continuing to listen to a narcissistic person foolishly holding court. It's a very, very, in a humanistic model, to be authentic is sort of to be at the top of the mountain, you know, to have reached that sort of self-actualized point where you're living in congruence with who you are. I can say that there are people out there who are authentic who actually have had narcissistic relationships. That's been part of their history. So it's not as though they've sort of blithely walked through life like the Dalai Lama, not being affected by anyone. It is that they've integrated those lessons, they've learned those lessons, they've done the work, and they started sort of pushing away these sorts of expectations that other people have. And a lot of times those expectations result in enabling narcissists. So that ability to feel solid enough in yourself, comfortable enough in yourself, to say, you know, this may not be working for me, and then to gracefully step away, is the authentic person's, I guess, weapon, for lack of a better term, in terms of handling the narcissist. When a narcissist is with an authentic person, they'll often have a lot of bad things to say about them. What was wrong with that guy? What was wrong with that girl? I mean, my gosh, is snobby much or standoffish? What was their problem? They're not very social. Be very contemptuous, very dismissive. There's something unsettling when the narcissist encounters an authentic person. Those of you who are truth tellers will understand this better than anyone else, especially if you were a truth teller as a child. At some level, you were able to see right through to the inside of your narcissistic parent, and your narcissistic parent knew that, and they got really uncomfortable with you, which is why truth tellers often become scapegoated. As adults, when you're authentic, that happens again, that the authentic person can see right through to the narcissistic adult in their midst. And that narcissistic adult doesn't like it. They will often try to insult the authentic person, speak badly about them behind their back, make fun of them, mock them, and really try to avoid seeing them in the future. What's fascinating is while the narcissist will often waste lots of time trying to win other people over, right, because they're so insecure and they need the supply, there's something about authentic people that almost scare narcissists. And you'll see that they probably won't try to win them over. I think what a lot of people forget is that narcissists go through people looking for those who will be the best sources of supply before they hold on to them. So by the time they got to you, they probably tried it out with other people and their tricks may or may not have worked. But they often don't try to pull the authentic person in because there's a really unsettled feeling for the narcissistic individual who's in the face of that authentic person. So you might be thinking, well, then it sounds like the ultimate narcissist repellent might be to get really authentic. You damn well better believe it is. But that's easier said than done, isn't it? We all struggle in that journey. I can speak for myself. I never find it to be an easy journey. I think that we all have psychological demons to sort of slay before we can get there to that full sort of settled place. And I can easily see as I get older how much that's associated with age. But it's a good goal for all of us to live in sync with who we are, not with what we believe the demands of the world expect of us. To know who we are, what we stand for, what our meaning is, what our purpose is, and live with that as much as we can day after day. And when we can do that, even when we have to do something uncomfortable, and let's face it, go to work, there's things you don't want to do, you can still live in line with that. The more authentic you become, the more resistant you will be to narcissists. And frankly, the more the narcissists, they're definitely going to have a few choice words for you and tell you to sort of take a hike. They'll definitely speak badly about you behind your back, but if you're authentic enough, you won't care. So go out there and get your authentic on. Work on it. It's a very, very worthy journey, and that's my wish for all of us, is that we do get there. Thanks again for tuning in. Please subscribe. Join this community.
Thank you, Sam. That's great. And I want to put in here, I was talking about, I won't get to all of them, but there's someone in our midst right now, and his name is Dave Gaharry. And I call their new venture, unfortunately, Slush Fund Radio. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and Dave Gaharry has stolen $250,000 from Phil Turney. Okay? And he puts these things in his slush fund. But what he did, which is amazing to me, is he decided to believe some Israeli pilot's story about the USS Liberty being an accident, since he's no longer on with Turney. But, yeah. But instead, he's a perfectionist publisher, and there's many in the Erasing the Liberty that prove, many things in there that prove it was done. Moshe Dayan called for the hit. Okay, thank you for listening to me, people. I'll try to get my stuff together by next week. Love you.
Who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.